Our reading this morning is taken from the book of Colossians. If you remember, we're thinking about that particular book for a few weeks now. So this is Colossians chapter 1 and verses 15 to 28. Beautiful passage. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death, to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, it's great to be here today with you. It's nice of you to invite us. My wife Pat and I are here. I'm spiritual care lead at St Leonard's. I do a lot of work in different places, so I'm getting confused. I'm at St Leonard's Hospice in York. I'm the spiritual care lead there. But I'm also associate minister at Kairos Network Church, which you'll know, Mark, and the others there and the team there. And I'm quite often out and about preaching on Sunday. They don't seem to want me at the hospice on a Sunday, so it's great to be able to be with you this morning. Let's pray as we lead into this passage and the supremacy of Christ. Father, thank you for this word this morning. Help us now to take it, to inwardly digest it, to understand it, so that it might feed our lives and change us and transform us into the people you want us to be. Amen. Amen. We are living in extraordinary times, both politically and in terms of the world affairs at the moment. We've had Brexit. We've had leadership contests in every sort of area, in this country and abroad, and particularly thinking about the United States. We've had the tragic situation in Turkey and in France. In terms of our political situation and in terms of the world affairs, we are living in extraordinary times. At the moment, each new day brings news of something else happening in our nation or in our world. Uncertainty seems to be the watchword of the day. And you could be forgiven for thinking that everything seems to be falling apart. Things are coming undone at the seams. The center no longer holding. And we ask, what's happening? What is happening in our nation? What is happening in the world? And the writer of the Colossians addresses such concerns head on and insists that there is a center and that the center is holding. And this center isn't something, it is someone, the person of Jesus Christ. So in all the uncertainty that's around us today, let's focus on something that is certain, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. And Christ supreme is our theme for today. Now, last week you began your study in the book of Colossians, and you received the blessing that Paul gave to the Colossians when he said this. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. Now, it's not Paul's grace and peace that he's offering, but God's grace and peace that surpasses everything we could ever imagine. In our current situation that I've outlined briefly this morning, that greeting is very relevant today. So I say to you, grace and peace to you from God our Father. Receive that this morning as we hear the rest of what we believe God is wanting to say this morning. So that leads us into the passage that we're reading of Colossians 1 verses 15 to 28, where Paul writes regarding the supremacy of Christ. Locally, and you always have to understand this about Scripture, we have to understand the context and why and where it was written. So locally, there had been much debate about who Jesus was. Some claiming this and some claiming that about Jesus. And there was much debate, very similar to what we have today. I'm often talking in the hospice about Jesus, and people come up with all sorts of extraordinary interpretations of who Jesus was. And sometimes in our society, it's difficult to communicate who Jesus was, because there's all sorts of things that people think about Jesus. And I guess today, in this congregation amongst you, you would have lots of different ideas about who Jesus was. And so Paul spells out very clearly for the Colossian believers then, and for us today, who Jesus is, so that things can be clear. I say is because the Christian faith states in its creeds and its teaching that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and he lives today. He is risen and active in our lives today through the Holy Spirit. He sits at the right hand of the Father and is coming again. Now, many Christians today will use this in their liturgy. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So if you're in any doubt about Jesus Christ, these three phrases are what you need to focus on and hang on to. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. This passage that we're looking at is often entitled The Supremacy of Christ. But what is the supremacy of Christ? And what are the implications for us? So the supremacy of Christ is a teaching surrounding the authority of Jesus and his God nature. In the simplest terms, to affirm and to assert the supremacy of Christ is to acknowledge that Jesus is God. Now, the Merriam-Webster dictionary defines supremacy like this: highest in rank or authority, highest in degree or quality, holding the first place. That's what the word supremacy means. In essence, there is none better. The supreme of something is its ultimate. Pat and I were at the Great Yorkshire Show, as I'm sure some of you were as well, and we watched the supreme champion come out into the arena, whether that was the supreme champion pig or the supreme champion cow or the bull or whatever it was. That means there is none better. The supreme champion, there is none better. You can't get any higher than that. Jesus is the ultimate in power, glory, authority, and importance. Jesus' supremacy over all is developed biblically here in Hebrews and Colossians. Now, we're going to look at Colossians today, but I'll leave you to look at the supremacy of Christ as in Hebrews. So those are the two main places in the Bible where you'll find the whole supremacy of Christ explained written about. So, in this passage, Paul makes it plain that Jesus is over all things. Christ is called the image of the invisible God and the firstborn over all creation. And that's Colossians 1:15, if you want to reference that. In other words, if you want to know what God looks like, look to Jesus. If you want to know God's will, look to Jesus. If you want to know God, look to Jesus. Now, the word firstborn is a bit tricky and maybe a bit confusing here. It does not imply that Christ was created. Instead, the term firstborn refers to a position of authority. You see, to be firstborn was to hold an honoured position. So that's what we mean by firstborn. And Paul immediately goes on to explain Jesus' role in creation. And he says this in 1 Colossians 16. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. This means that Jesus is not created, but is creator. In other words, he is God. So Jesus is not just some ordinary or extraordinary teacher. He is God. And Paul goes on to say this: he, that's Jesus, is before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's important to hear when we hear things falling apart. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Paul highlights multi-areas in which Jesus has authority. Over creation, over the church, over death, and finally, in everything. You can't get much wider than that. Jesus is both before all things and encompasses all things. In him, all things hold together. Therefore, Jesus is supreme. It's a lot to get hold of, but it's all there in this passage. So go away and read it again and meditate on it and think about it more carefully. So what does this mean, and what are the implications for us today? This teaching is essential to our view of and worship of Jesus. The supremacy of Christ affirms that Jesus is fully God. He is not simply a man greater than the rest, but is truly above all creation, as only God can be. This truth is essential for our salvation. God is infinite, and therefore our sin against him is an infinite offence. In order to atone for this offence, the sacrifice that's offered must be infinite. Jesus, as God, is infinite and thus able, an able sacrifice. Again, we're getting into some really deep areas here. That Jesus is supreme excludes us from saying that he is only one of many ways to God. He's not just a good moral teacher, like any other good moral teacher, whom we may choose to follow or not if we fancy those teachings. He is God, and he is above all. So Jesus' supremacy also makes it evident that we cannot atone for our own sin. You've heard it many times before. We cannot do anything about our own sin. And in Hebrews 10, verse 4, we read, "It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." And Jesus both fulfilled and replaced that system. And as we know, salvation is not based on works, but on everything that Jesus has done for us. Jesus is supreme over all. And Christians are called to be like Jesus. But this is through the work of the Holy Spirit. So the supremacy of Jesus teaches us that he is not simply a spiritual being above all the rest, a type of angel or messenger, but that he is God. Paul tells us that through him all things visible and invisible in heaven and on earth, i.e. the spiritual and the physical, were created by Jesus. So what does this mean? It means that we need only worship Jesus. Similarly, that Jesus created the things of earth means that creation is not worthy of our worship. Jesus is supreme over both the physical and the spiritual realms, thus giving both arena's importance while still remaining sovereign over them all. And when we understand the supremacy of Christ, we have a more accurate view of who Jesus was. And we begin to be able to answer some of those questions people have about Jesus. We more fully understand the depths of his love. We are more able to receive and to respond to his love. So, knowing Jesus is supreme, how should we live? Knowing that Jesus is supreme, how should we live? Well, putting it very simply, we can trust him as our Saviour. As God, he paid the price for our sin through his sacrifice and resurrection. Jesus is someone we can trust in an uncertain world. We can worship him as our God. He created all things and rules heaven and earth, and so is deserving of our worship. So we can trust, we can worship, and we can serve him as our Lord. Lord of all, or not at all. So the supremacy of Jesus means trust, worship, and service. And if the word supremacy means holding the first place, we have to ask, is Jesus holding the first place in our lives? Or has something else come in to take that top spot, the first place? Only you can answer that for yourself, but I leave that as a challenge to you today. Is Jesus supreme in your life? Is he holding the first place? Or have we allowed somehow something else to hold that place? At the start, we asked, what is happening in our world? What is our world coming to? And there is a feeling that everything seems to be falling apart. But Jesus is the glue, the cement, and the consistency of the world. In him, all things hold together. So if things get worse in our nation and our world, as they may well do, as Christians, we believe this. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Amen. Let's just pause for a few moments. Let's have some silence and reflection. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and do the work that you need to do in each one of us. Help us to understand that Christ is supreme. Where we have allowed other things to come into our lives, will you help us to repent and change, to seek prayer and ministry and help, so that we might have Christ as our Lord and our Saviour. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.